What's going on, gang? Welcome to a brand new Young Daddy. This is a Monday, baby. Here with a very special guest. I've been trying to get you on for a year. I've been trying to get you off for two, you know? So, welcome aboard. We got Benny Mac, Ben DeMarco.
What up, Lev? What up, man?
Motherfucking comedian.
That's me.
Filmmaker.
Thank you, yeah.
You know, giver of girth.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Girth and length.
A lot of girth and length.
I think so.
Wow. Sure. What are we talking here?
Well, I don't know. Like, if you've ever looked at a porn, I think it's like, I'm never like, oh, man, that guy's so much bigger than me.
Really? Yeah. That's every porn I watch.
Yeah, dude. Do you ever wait for the guy to come and you come with the guy coming?
I have before, actually.
Yeah, dude. That's the only way. Because then it seems more like it's your dick.
You yeah, it mean? Seems like you're there.
Yeah, exactly. You it's know? Like, yeah, most, it is, it kind of seems a little homosexual because most of the times that I orgasm, it's watching another dick orgasm.
Yeah. And really, we're just choosing a dick to come to.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic, yeah. Man.
We're like, does his dick look good enough in
yeah.
that woman?
Or like enough like mine. I think that's it, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, well, I can't orgasm.
So you're looking
black
for black.
Porn. Yeah, I can't orgasm in black yeah. porn because I go, that's not my dick.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Black dicks actually take me out of it.
Totally.
Yeah, because I get too hard.
Right.
No, it's because it's a thing. It's like, oh,
you
I'm
need several black dicks.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
No, man. But you want to relate, you know? It's yeah. like you want to feel like you're there. You want to be the guy, you know?
So yeah, of course.
Just typing in Jewish penis on yeah. Pornhub, trying to find a
huge bush. Huge bush.
All bush.
Yeah, all bush. All male.
All bush all year long. This is a Dick Cheney production.
Do you rock it pretty close to the grain, or do you have a big fat bush?
I actually use a woman's razor.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
What is it, like, why? What do you mean by that?
Well, it was Barbara's, and I took it from her.
Oh, okay.
No. I buy, you know, like those women's like leg shaving razors. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's got like a wider plastic around it. Or
yeah,
something?
And they're yeah. always pink, and they have they're called like the Twilight
right.
or the Cerebrium, some shit yeah. like that, you know. And, you know, then I put that all over my balls, put that all around the shaft area.
Even the top? So you're rocking it real
no,
close
no, no,
to the,
but up top, though,
yeah, up top.
Scissor trim, babe.
Scissor trim,
or I might use, like, the beard trimmer to just keep it short, you know?
Right, yeah. You Maybe. Ever tried using a trimmer on your balls? It's really not.
I have. That was a big that. Mistake.
Don't do that.
That was
yeah.
a big mistake. Right. You don't put a $20 wall trimmer.
No, right?
To your fucking nuts, dude.
You need a nice women's razor, a Venus.
Yes.
A Venus for your penis.
A Venus for your clit.
They should start marketing Venus razors towards men more for shaving their genitals.
I honestly think that'd be a
and
big
if you,
hit.
Yeah, we
I feel like I'm the only guy that does
Venus
this.
Venus for your penis, and then they're paying you money. They're paying Young Daddy money. Hell yeah, man.
We got sponsored.
There That's we go, it. Venus, dude.
I feel like I'm literally the only guy that does that. I feel like, what do most men's manscaping situations look like? Because, like, you ever see a porno where the guy's like just all this like hair like around his dick and like
yeah.
it's just like gross to me. It's right. like I don't need to see your fucking redhead pubes, bro.
I know.
You know,
it's so important.
Show
it's
me
so
that cock, dude.
It's so
I want
to
see your cock.
Heterosexual males for the cock to look good, dude. I swear to God,
get all that hair out of the way,
dude,
Poppy.
Seriously, let me see that fucking monster, dude. Yeah,
you know,
I want to see the vein. I want to be able to see the vein throb. You know,
you know
what I mean?
What's funny is straight guys, I think, are gayer than gay guys. Like,
I don't know about that, man. I have some very, very intense gay friends that will do terrible things to both me and you while we're
yeah.
asleep. You know what
Damn,
I mean? Like,
Damn,
aggressively.
Because
yeah,
I feel like whenever I'm hanging out with like a straight friend of mine, like whether it's like just a comic or like a boxing trainer or something, it's just all gay jokes all the time. It's just calling each other gay.
Right.
Like the other day in the ring, my fucking trainer was like training me. And you know those like sticks that they hold and they like swing it at you so you like duck and like slip
sure.
out of the way?
Like a staff? I believe it's called a staff.
Yes. So he pulls out his big rod, you know, his big staff. He's trying to hit me with it. And like he's literally training me in the middle of a boxing gym. I got down on my knees and put my head up at him like ready to suck off this stick.
I mean, what's your trainer like? I've seen him in the videos, but what's his personality like?
He's a fun guy. He's a cool guy. I'm probably going to get him on the podcast. He's a good goose, you know?
Yeah, man.
Good,
How good long have you been training with him?
Like about 3 months now, something like that.
You're looking fit. You're looking fit.
I'm looking okay, you know?
You're looking okay.
I'm not sure if I'm ever going to have a proper looking midsection.
I mean, you've been bigger, right?
I have. I think so.
Yeah, man. When I met you, you were blonde and bigger. Yeah,
was
blonde,
I bigger?
You were blonde haired and big. BBB. A big blonde boy, baby.
It's another search for you. Yeah, no. But when did I meet you? It was a long fucking...
Oh, God. To be honest, I was trying to think of it before I came here. I was like, when did I... The one that I remember is it was like... It might have been first Skankfest.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. Or a Skank, but maybe the second.
Probably,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being outside. It was at the creek in the cave, and me and you were outside, and I was like, who is this fucking idiot?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, God, he's got blonde... Like, oh,
that's
like,
everybody's
yeah, yeah.
first impression
it's
of me.
So, no, but I mean, of course, as you can tell, like, you've gotten... we've grown closer.
Yes. And you've yes, gotten, we have.
Yeah. And I really didn't really know you at all, but... Yeah, I was just like, look at this fucking...
Well, you know what's so funny is...
I think you were wearing a t-shirt with like a fucking dolphin jumping over a moon on it too. You look like a kid that kept like a, you know, a trapper keeper full of fucking...
Yeah, I was
like,
who is this guy? So young.
And you were doing something else. You're always scheming, man. You're always doing like something, you know, like producing and something, but you were working on something. Maybe it was like you did a YouTube doc
or some
shit.
Yeah, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, and that was my first impression of you. It was like, I wasn't really aware of like you doing comedy or anything. Yeah. But I was like, who's this fucking...
Well, you started like booking me right away. You were like super nice to me.
Yeah, well, the first time that like we saw you perform, I was like, fuck yeah, man, let's get this dude on.
Yeah, let's get this little blonde bitch up here.
I think you lost the blonde hair literally like weeks after I
yeah
it, but
well, you
know
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
am
I know.
I making this
no 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 you're
God.
Completely right.
Yeah,
and because I remember like it was years ago. I remember back in the day you were like, yeah, you just so casually were like, yeah, come do my show at the Stand. And I was like, whoa. Like, that was the level of the career I was at. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, hell yeah, dude. Like, you know, I was like, they asked me to do their show at the Stand. Like, I was gassed up.
Yeah, man.
But fucking, you're one of those guys, though, and you're one of the only people I know that I've met that you genuinely are just so unbelievably likable.
Oh, thanks,
it's, man. It's insane. You have this energy... Of just like, it's just, you're so pure of a person.
Well, I like a lot of people. That's the thing. I like people, and maybe that's what it is.
But for example, like, you sat down on the couch, the dog brings over a toy, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you look at the dog in the eye, and you said, thank you so much for showing me your toy.
Yes. Well, like, you have to know. Look at this.
Yeah. Mm. You said, it's very nice. Thank you for showing me that.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I was like, what other human would ever speak to a dog that way? Like, thank you so much, sir. I really...
But they understand, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, I told you, I was like, I wouldn't be shocked at all if you could talk to dogs. And your immediate response was, I've never tried.
I've never really tried. I mean, I'm sure I've tried. You ever try to move something with your mind?
No.
No, you never tried to move something
with
your mind?
Maybe an ex-girlfriend.
Like, recently...
Or
what? dude, I remember being a kid, and I never really tried to talk to animals, but I used to try to, like, move shit with my mind a lot. Like, make a tissue. You move or whatever.
Did you really?
Yeah, and really, I haven't tried in a long time either. So maybe once again, like, I feel like my mind's a little stronger.
Yeah.
Maybe if I really put my mind to it, I might be able to. You don't know.
I feel like even if I had a power like that, I wouldn't use it for much.
Right.
I'd just like make a smoothie come quicker, you know? Just a little shit like that.
You just get fat and obese.
Yeah.
Just have the things come to you easier.
Yeah. Just delivery is quicker.
Dude, we'd be the worst X-Men. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, me and you.
Yeah.
That'd be a funny sketch. Like, two, like, X-Men who are like...
Who just flunked out of Xavier call, you know?
I'm about to shoot this sketch right now with a friend of mine that I came up with called Black Claw.
Hilarious.
Already in, right?
I'm already, dude, 100% already in.
Yeah, so.
All right, dude.
I don't even know if I have to explain it.
Yeah,
but
I don't. My mind's running rampant right
now. Yeah, you know, let's just say, folks, look out for Black Claw, all right? It's a fine mix of Hennessy and seltzer,
God.
I think it's going to blow your minds.
Of course.
I'm investing heavy.
What's on the cover? What's on the cover of the box, or like what's the logo of Black Claw?
I don't know yet. I wrote this whole sketch and I sent it to like this writing.
What's the guy
thing.
From Empire? You should put that guy's face on it.
Which
the main dude, like
Juicy Smoulier.
I don't know. I don't watch Empire, but he's like, it's like the guy that used to be in Iron Man movies and shit. Terrence Howard, is that his name?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
We should put Terrence Howard on the cover of Black
Clementine.
Claw.
No, he always plays like Iron Man's like third guy, like his third friend.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
But. I was kind of thinking about this today because I was thinking, you know, I'm always thinking like, what am I going to talk about with the guest? And I was sitting yesterday, I had a kind of a small epiphany where I was at a Russian friend's house. It was like my brother's apartment, and he's got two Russian chick roommates. So
what up to your brother, by the way? I love
your
brother.
Fat boy. So
Big old boy.
We're all hanging. He's a round one. Yeah, he's a big round boy.
Big old boy.
Big fella. Mm. Slap them sides.
You ever slap a big bag of rice at the store? That's like slapping your brother, baby.
So, anyways, they're like setting up for this party, and I'm in the middle of a poker game, and I say to one of them, I go, "Hey, Sonia, could you grab me a crown royal and rocks?" And she's like, "Of course." And she goes in the kitchen. No hesitation, nothing. Just starts making me a cocktail, pours it, brings it back to me. I go, "Thank you so much." She goes, "Anytime." And I was like, that, I immediately realized, I was like, almost none of my ex-girlfriends could I ask them, "Hey, I'm doing this thing right now. Could you like grab me a drink real quick?" And right. They wouldn't have a moment of, "Really?" Or like, "What? I have to do something for you?"
Right.
And I think it's an American thing, because it's like,
oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've got a buddy that's Israeli and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's the same thing. It's I don't know. I guess it's good, right?
Well, here's
I don't know.
Okay, which part of it do you think is good?
I think it's individually bad for us, but I think as a whole it's good that there's not that like gender specific role.
Okay, but here's my counterpoint.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is doing something for me a gender role or misogynist? Like, what the fuck? If you came into my house, what did I ask you? I said, "Ben, do you want a glass of water?"
You did offer me water.
You offer people shit.
True.
In your house.
Yeah.
If I was sitting on the couch and my girl said, "Hey, can you make me a sandwich?" I would be a fucking asshole to be. No.
Like, or give her a little scoff.
Yeah.
Like,
make you yourself. No, if I'm dating you, bitch, I'm going to be like, "Yeah, of course. Like, I'll make you a sandwich right now."
Yeah.
No problem. You know what? You read my mind. I could do a sandwich too.
Of course.
I get up. I fucking. And I'm not going to half ass the sandwich.
Yeah.
This is the most important thing. I'm going to fucking. I made a sandwich for a chick the other night.
Yeah.
I literally looked at her. I said, "You want a sandwich?"
"What kind of sandwich?"
"Dog. I'm glad you asked." Fucking sliced chicken breast.
All right.
Listen, that's how we're starting it off, right?
Okay, nice.
Extra pepper jack cheese.
Okay.
A touch of mozzarella.
Okay.
Lettuce, tomato, mayo, and guess what else?
What else?
Little habanero sauce.
Wow.
Little sweet habanero.
Little kick.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Guess what I put on the side? This is how above and beyond I go. You ready?
What?
Fresh strawberries.
Wow.
Fresh.
Fresh. And my nuts.
Side of the nuts. I'm talking
fresh strawberries and a side of nuts.
Fresh strawberries, bitch.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, that's just maybe it's definitely not a gender thing. It's a
this is what I'm saying. Why
personal? It's a personal thing. And the reason, well, if you had said
like
earlier,
we're dating, if I ask you to do something for me, you should do it. It's the same way, other way around, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm paying for everything.
Right.
Fucking everything.
What are you talking about specifically, dude?
God damn it, Victoria. No, it's not specific. It's just like I was just thinking about it because I was like, I couldn't believe how quickly and easily. She was like, "Yeah, of course." And I was like, that's a foreign thing. Yeah. I really think
she was Russian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a foreign thing.
Yeah, that's what you led with first. So that's why I was like, okay, maybe it is. But I think it's not just a foreign thing. I think it's just a personal thing. I think I'm sure you could find a Russian bitch that would tell you to go suck her Soviet fucking clit. Dude.
Probably, dude.
Yeah, where you're like, make me a fucking sandwich. She's like, "You fucking fucked my country."
Yeah.
I hate you.
Okay, let me ask you this, right? You're in a relationship. You've been in a relationship for 5 years.
Yeah.
So 5 years. You're almost done with your sentence. And it's been 5 years,
no,
right?
No. It's got to be like 3. We never knew. I don't know. It's got to be something like that.
I thought it was 5. No. Okay, anyways. Could you ever ask your girlfriend, like, "Hey, could you go, like, fix me a drink or something like that? You guys are sitting on the couch together." What would her reaction be?
She's usually pretty good about it, but I would never ask her to, I would never ask her for food because she's really terrible at making food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I make all the food, but if I ask her for shit, she'll.
She'll do it.
Like, yeah, there's usually no. We're a good team. That's one good thing about it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, what drives me crazy is like, I feel like a lot of these young chicks now are just confused where they think like, "Oh, if I do that for you, then I got a gender." It's like, no, have a job, okay? You do more in the workforce than I do. I have a bullshit comedy job. You know what I mean? We're equals here, baby.
I'll tell you what.
If anything, you're above me.
I'll tell you what. It is like one, I'd say it's like 1 in 4 that doesn't scoff back. Because I've had other girlfriends and usually it was like, "Hey, will you make, I'm in here doing this. Will you grab me something? And you'd be like, ugh, were you injured in the war?
Oh my God.
And you
hold up your leg. You're like, yes, bitch. I really was.
Yeah. So I think, once again, I think it's specific to, I guess, like your personality. And I guess, yeah, I don't know.
It's just nuts. It's like, if I'm dating you, I'm willing to sacrifice. And I do sacrifice a lot to date somebody. Like, I'm old school. I'll fucking pay for all the meals. I'll make sure we're doing fun shit. Like, I'm a good, you know? I put in a little effort. So it's like,
you're
to me,
you're a fun date, dude.
I'm a fun date.
You're a fun date.
You know? So to me, you know, it's like, we can't do a little thing for each other without it fucking...
Well, I mean, okay, without let me ask you this. How serious are you with these women that you're asking for things for them to, you know... I know they're mundane and very small detailed things, but like what's... Like, are these women in a relationship with you for months at a time?
It's like small shit. I'm like, can you build me a house?
What's the last four digits of your magic card?
She's like, I'm tired. No, like, you know what it is? It wasn't even a specific thing. It's just like when I had that moment, like literally when she handed me that glass, I went down this like memory spiral. It's like a movie. Yeah. I was in Uncut Gems all of a sudden. And I was like,
great movie, by the way.
So great. I'm watching it again tonight.
Fantastic.
And, but I was like, man, like, I feel like a lot of the women that I would date wouldn't do something that small for me. It's like, crazy. But then I posted to my Instagram. I posted this exact like complaint, you know?
Yeah.
And but there were definitely women that were like, yo, if you're dating somebody, like, yeah, you should fucking do them a favor every once in a while. Like, who cares?
You posted this on your Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious. I had to unfollow your Instagram. Your 30 days were almost up. I had to snooze you for 30 days because every picture is literally like, I want to fuck you in every photo. You put the camera up and hit like most. Same with you and Eagle. I had to snooze Eagle for 30 days.
You put me in that same tier?
Thoughts, man. You guys are hot girls, bro.
Yeah.
And I get what you're doing. It ain't for me because I'll be watching and you'll post something like hilarious. I'm like, aha. And then it's like you shirtless, like I fucking the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God damn it. Feelings about my own sexuality and shit.
I want you to know, in those pictures, I am thinking of you.
Dude, you better be, dude.
That's why you felt it as strong
dude,
as you did.
Literally, I nudge my girlfriend. I'll be like, yo, like, is Lev looking at me in this picture?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, no, dude.
You know what's so funny? I almost went on a date with her cousin.
Whose cousin?
Your girl's.
Oh, word.
Yeah, because like I saw her at a show and we started talking. And
I might have heard about this.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
you did.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
And then
here's what happened.
Here's my thing, dude. It's very simple. It wasn't like a big thing, but it's like, yo, if we have a plan to hang, and then you want to cancel because you're sleepy or you're tired, I would rather just not meet up with you.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Really? So that's what happened. She canceled because she was sleepy and tired.
Yeah, I'm stiff on a reschedule.
Ah, oh, that's what it is for you.
So that's it's just
me
like
you would never date, dude.
Yeah, it's just a pet peeve of mine.
I'm the rescheduling king, dude.
But here's the thing.
Oh my God, it's amazing that we've tried to do this a million times, dude.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Oh,
it is a flaw of mine. I'm getting better about it though. Now I'm like even in the last like month or two, I've been a lot more easygoing about rescheduling.
Usually, the girls that are rescheduling actually are like doing some cool shit, and that's why they're rescheduling.
Yeah.
Or do you think? Or was it a clear reschedule because she was tired?
No, it's that clear. It's like I've been sleeping, and I'm like, okay. And I was like, all right, so fuck it then. And also, like, I also know, like, she's like dating somebody,
I didn't know that.
It's not gonna like go anywhere. Yeah. So
well,
I was like,
that's good for you, though.
I was like, fuck it, like, you know, it's not a big deal. And also, I happen to be in a very cranky, thirsty week. You know that New Year's.
That New Year's week.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Did I see you on New Year's? What did you do for New Year's?
I was on a dance floor that one of my exes was on, coincidentally.
Okay.
And I danced like fucking...
Like she was watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't dance like nobody's watching.
Dude, I literally
dance like
that.
Your ex is watching.
I literally tweeted that.
Yeah, you
like,
did? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I was like,
I unfollowed you on Twitter, too.
No, dude, you never danced better in your life. I was practically DJing that motherfucker, too.
Oh, no shit. You're like, put on that one. I kill it to this shit.
Yo, Rick, put that shit on. Yeah. It's not even his
name.
Lean
back.
Yeah.
Lean back. You're like, I'm real good at this one.
Oh, I was having a blast and a half, I'll tell you.
That's an old song that I just referenced.
Yeah. But I think what it was like, so then I, here's the funny thing. So get this.
Yeah.
So I was actually talking to like three women at that time.
Okay.
That I was talking to her cousin. And every single one of them hit me with a reschedule. Every one of them. Because like she dropped out and I was like, all right, don't worry about it. Like, let's just not make it up. And then I texted the next chick and I was like, hey, you want to hang out tonight? And she's like, no, how about, you know, a week later? And then the next girl said that and I was like, you know what? And me being me, I just got fucking mad. I sat on my couch and I just like tweeted like, I don't do reschedules.
Hilarious.
So you know how dramatic
dude,
I can get?
I know how you can sometimes get, man.
Yeah. Sometimes I get in my feelings. Sometimes I get in my bag and I'll start, you know what? If they really want to be with you, then they will be with you. You know, some shit like that.
Yeah, they won't take naps.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So sleep is for the dead, bitch. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So, and then she started like messaging me. She's like, wow, you're like subtweeting me. And I was like, first of all, you're one of three people that I'm subtweeting here. And
hilarious.
Yeah, and second of all, why are you even messaging me again? Like, what,
I
you
mean,
know?
Well, obviously, like, you're a good-looking kid. That's probably why. She's a hilarious chick, too. That's probably why she was hitting you up, too. She's cool. Maybe I'm sorry that the reschedule put you so off.
You know what
she's
it is?
She's a cool chick, bro.
You know what it is, dude? Is I just like, if I... Sometimes I take rescheduling as a lack of them like being interested, like a lack of not interest, but like a lack of like, I want to see you enthusiasm.
Well, I mean, like,
you know
well,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think you're expecting too much too soon, especially from like, yeah, you don't, you met her like one time.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm a very,
and you're like, how dare you? You don't, how dare you do this to me?
I'm a very intense person, babe.
Yeah.
I'm a very intense guy. Like any of my exes would tell you that. I'm very intense. I'm very, like, you know?
Yeah.
You know how it is, man.
Yeah, I guess.
You're an artist. You get worked up,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. I feel like you got a lot else going on besides your relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, though. After I got out of that New Year's week, I had Corinne Fisher on. We, like, basically...
Oh, I thought you were about
to... She took me to rehab on that whole man. Week, like, in terms of emotionally.
Hilarious.
And cleaned me out, you know? And now, totally calm, chill as a cucumber.
Nice.
Talking to a few great gals.
Nice.
Reschedules are okay. They're all right.
Well, I think they are okay.
They are okay.
I mean, it's especially in this town, man. It's not like you're in fucking, you know, North Dakota and a girl rescheduled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
Dude, if you live in North Dakota and a girl reschedules on you, you better block her.
Yeah, dude.
I also blocked that girl. Not to be over dramatic.
Lev, dude. Lev, you are a hot girl, dude.
Dude,
on social media, you're a hot girl.
What
man.
Did you hear about that story?
I literally have heard nothing.
Nah,
heard
you
nothing.
You
I'm
must
not
have
invested
heard
at all. I'm not invested at all.
I don't,
bro.
I don't believe
like
you
I
that.
Said, I got my own shit going
well,
on.
Well, here's the thing. If you're listening to my podcast, mm-hmm. you're just going to understand that sometimes I'm wrong. You know, sometimes I'm wrong. And it's don't say I bet. It's just a part of listening to a young person grow. You
yeah.
know what I mean? There's times I'm wrong, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You might have seen it. That whole year I had blonde hair.
That was wrong.
I was wrong, man.
That was wrong.
Yeah, you know how it is. Yeah. Like, anytime you dye your hair or you get a fucking haircut, something's up.
Yeah.
Something's going
on. Yeah, what were you going through that year?
I was anxious, man.
You're just anxious?
People kept rescheduling left and right. No, but... Like, what for you is the, like, you've been in a relationship for a long time. What is the best part of being in a relationship for you? What do you enjoy about it? And since I ask you that, you already know I'm going to end up asking you what you hate about it.
When you're in a relationship.
I'm envious of the fact that you've been in a relationship for as long as you have.
Yeah,
and it made it work.
Happen? Yeah. I mean, what I like being about in a relationship is usually you have somebody to just like bounce ideas off of and like.
Yeah, somebody to bounce your balls off. You know what I mean?
Pussy. Yeah, well, I mean, that's not the relationship part. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you
can
get laid. Like, oh, man, getting laid, piece of cake. But if you want, but the relationship part, it's really about, like, I don't know, especially for me in this one, it's like we know all, like, a lot of the same shit. Like, it's all, we joke about it a lot. Like, maybe we were like, maybe we'd be better brothers and sisters. That's weird. But like, yeah, she knows. So it's like we were raised by the same like people.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Like we know all the same shit, all the fucking same songs. And that was never important to me.
Right.
It was always about just like cracking cheeks and like having a good time and getting fucked up and like yada yada.
Yeah.
And really all my past girlfriends, I never really had that like connection with where I was like, oh, we can watch the exact same shit and she gets every single reference or knows the word to every single song.
Right, right.
Every song that I know. And I've never stumbled upon that
before. That's crazy.
So that's why I think
it's just three Blink-182 songs.
Yeah, exactly. It's Chumbawambas. Yeah. I get knocked down. It's like, dude, she knows all the words to Chumbawamba.
Yeah, she knows tequila, dude.
Yeah, so that's the difference. I think why I've lasted so long in this particular relationship is there's that level.
Really? Because I heard you don't last long at all, Ben.
Man, see, that's untrue because I get so wasted. I last way too
really?
Long where it's just like, It's like, yeah, it's not fun for anybody. You know what I mean? Where you're just getting,
yeah, it's not fun for her, you, the kids,
it's
nobody.
Like yeah, the roommates, everybody's not.
I've been randomly lasting long lately. I don't know why.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
When you masturbate,
I think I'm just getting
do you
old.
Last long, or is it just a quick in and out?
When I masturbate, it's like if I focus, yeah. I can make myself come really quick, like 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, under.
Yeah, if I'm watching porn or like I used to be Snapchatting a lot, sending a lot of dick pics, I gave
hilarious.
That up. I don't do it anymore.
There's a giant database somewhere in fucking
oh my God.
North Dakota with all of your fucking dick pics on it.
Yeah, there has to be so many of my dick pics out in the cloud in the world.
I'm surprised I've never seen your dick. Like
you want to?
Pull it up.
Yeah,
all right,
dude.
I love looking at my boy's hogs, bro. I like watching. I like seeing them, man.
This is funny because I was just telling. I like watching them. I like seeing them.
I like seeing them.
I was just telling somebody. The other day I was like, I'll look at anybody's dick.
It's
like
true.
Just out of curiosity, like, if like I know
we,
them.
Like we yeah, but like we said, like I look at a lot of dicks, you know, and porn
yeah.
and shit. Like,
all right, ready,
your
Ben?
Dick's nothing special.
There it is.
Nice thick cock. He's stroking it too.
I feel like
I didn't know
it
was gonna
I
be a
video.
That's
all I have. That's all I have.
You just milking the cow, dude. I was expecting a
what
still,
other dude?
A still image, not a boomerang of you stroking your cock. Dude, man. Oh man, that angle was good too. You shot it a little low.
Yeah,
I can see
right?
it. Oh,
but here's the thing. Great. Here's the thing. I'm a very.
Let me see it again.
Let's run that shit back. No, but I had to download that from the Snapchat cloud the other day.
Get the
cause
fuck
a girl,
out.
This girl and her friend were like, I know this girl. She's a great gal. She was hanging out with her friend, and I was like, all right, you guys send me nudes. I'll send you my dick pic.
Right.
And then I was looking for one, and I pulled that up from like 2 years ago in the Snapchat cloud.
That's a 2 year old.
That's
dick,
a 2 year old hogger.
Crank?
Yeah,
dude.
Maybe a year.
But has your technique switched up at all? Like, is it or is it
honestly? I think I was
slow,
better then.
The slow pump, dude. It looked good.
I think I was better
good,
then,
man.
Dude.
Look good, man. I'm fucking.
But you see, like,
I haven't had lunch today. I'm fucking hungry, dude. God damn.
But as an average guy, you got to learn how to find the angle. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you watch that.
You got to, dude. I like that because you can see.
I took it from my
thing.
Feet. I took it from my feet.
Dude. Oh man, yeah, that was a low angle, man. That was awesome. Maximum, you got to get a sun setting in the back next time so there's a big silhouette. Oh man,
dude, I've shown my dick pic on a few podcasts today.
Have you?
Yeah, it's been
I mean,
a few.
I think, I mean, when you got it, you got like, it's not like it's a weird, it's a nice looking cock, nice suckable cock, dude.
All right, dude. Let's relax, Ben. Let's fucking before we gotta turn these cameras off. Fucking no, I was on a podcast like a little while ago. And this chick was like. She's like, yeah, women hate dick pics. We hate them.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, yeah,
video.
No. I was
video.
Like, yeah. And I showed her like a teaser. I was like, yeah, but what? I was like, can I show you one? She's like, yes, of course. We went through the 8 steps of consent. And then I showed it to her. And she was like, okay, that is nice.
Yeah.
You know. But here's the thing. I think live, in person, unless I'm fully hard,
yeah.
You'll be like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice looking, but not an amazing size.
Yeah.
You know, my roommate can testify to that.
You ever put a filter on it? Like a...
No, but I have.
Make
I have,
it look like it's like in autumn where there's like leaves blowing by it and shit.
Thinking of you.
Yeah.
No, I have put a hat on it. You know.
You
no
found.
Filter.
You found. You definitely found a loophole because you're right. Girls don't like dick pics, but if you send them a nice video, nice
a nice hogaroo,
a nice hog boomerang, dude.
Well, are you? You're 5 years in. Do you still send the? Like nudes
no,
or anything like that?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, FaceTime exists now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like.
I've never done the
yeah,
FaceTime sex.
So it's
though.
Literally, yeah, it's literally like a lot of times, like, you know, if we're, you know, we're on the road or if we're not around or whatever, it's like in your FaceTiming, then, yeah, then we're
yeah.
flashing gens and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? What I don't like about the FaceTime is you don't get to pick your angles.
Right.
It's always on.
Yeah.
It's like being
yeah,
on reality TV.
So you know what's funny? So that video is like the best of probably like 9 videos.
The best of 1,000.
That you took.
Literally probably best of 1,000.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking.
No, yeah, there's no. Yeah.
I was
no
pumped
post,
up.
Post
yeah.
editing. Yeah, post
I was
editing.
Pumped up, dude.
Dude
I can't remember why I was that hard, but I was that hard, you know? It is what it is.
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so do you guys have sex?
Oh, yeah, all the fucking time, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You
good.
Lying to me, Ben?
No, it's good. Yeah, no, it's good.
I'm just joking. It's weird because I'm friends with your girlfriend.
Right.
I know so much about your girlfriend's sexuality.
Right.
So it's like.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And she's got a big podcast about, you know. her penis.
Yeah, about her vaginal penis.
Yeah. So it's just because, you know, so this is how much I know about your girl's vagina.
Yeah.
Is that she was telling me, she's like, yeah, like, because I was telling her about an ex I had who could only come if I was like, instead of licking her clit, I'd have to be sucking in.
Yeah.
While licking her clit.
Yeah.
Like hard.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, she's like, that's like me. Yeah. And I was like, have you taught Ben to do that? And she was like, no.
I'm working on it. I was down there yesterday morning fucking sucking away like
morning.
A goddamn starfish, like a sucker fish on a fish tank.
Yeah. And any progress?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she comes all the fucking time now, but it's like, yeah, you know.
I know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, but that's the, one time I was thinking, I was like, I would go hook up with that girl, but it takes so much work to get her to come.
Right.
Because it's so specific, you know? It's like I walk out with half a jaw. Yeah. I feel like I pulled a fingering muscle, you know? I'm limping out. You know what I mean? It's just like, I wonder if there's guys like that where it's also that it's like, no, you got to lick this part exactly right for 20 minutes, you know, while you do this, while you're cooking eggs.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta,
I think that's a thing, too. Not me though. Not me. You fucking, you blow on it, and I'll just.
That's it.
And that's it.
That's it.
I've got no special, you know, code to unlock.
Yeah.
My orgasm.
Nothing. Yeah. There's no afterthought with us of like when we were being designed, there wasn't like a, oh, Ben's gonna be tricky.
Yeah. Right.
You're gonna have to do a little something extra. You better bring out the pan flute for this one.
Oh man.
I'm getting the best head I've ever gotten.
Yeah,
as of like a few days, a week ago.
Fantastic.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty and.
Yeah, what's his name?
You know him. No. You ever like meet a girl who's just sexually like a savage?
Oh
know?
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
a
yeah.
savage. Like
yeah, sure.
Watches every fucking. Hang on, I just gotta reset this camera. Watches every porno. Like is it, like I asked her like first thing. I was like, "What kind of porn do you watch?" She's like. Oh, I love a good anal gangbang cream pie.
Wow.
I was like, wow, okay.
Where'd you find this girl?
Hinge. Ah. And here's the thing. This is the biggest surprise of all. Great dad.
How do you know this?
Because
you met her dad? I work for her dad.
He hired me. No, always talks about him, talks about how amazing he is, has a tattoo of like,
her dad?
Yeah, like, no, like heart. With dad on.
Oh, that's not. I don't want to say that's a good relationship with your dad.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
maybe not. One of my ex girlfriends had a giant portrait of her grandmother on her inner thigh.
Oh no.
Yeah, no shit. And then later, yeah, that was.
I feel like I would never come again.
Yeah, I mean it was a nice. Was she
like her grandmother young or like?
Yeah, she
88?
Was like young. She was like young in it, but it was still like, you know, like an old looking like haunted house port. You know, like a you know, like a portrait.
Like a haunted.
You know
house.
What I mean? Like it wasn't like a, you know, she like looked like a ghost in it. You know,
yeah,
like, your hair was all up and shit.
See, that
you
would know, weird like, me out, man.
No, it was definitely.
Imagine you're going down on a girl and her grandmother's making eye contact with you at the same time.
Yeah. And you know what's fucked up is that I knew her grandma as like a crazy old senile woman.
Yeah.
So like, I was,
oh,
like,
no.
I was just like, in like, yeah.
Yeah. And those old timey pictures, they always look very judgy.
Yeah. They look, yeah. Like very judgmental spirits. Dude.
Yeah. Dude, that's that. I don't know about that. Would you like, if your girl had like a vagina or like a butthole tattoo that was like prominent, would that be a hot or a deal breaker for you?
It's definitely not a deal breaker.
No?
It's definitely not a deal breaker, but I don't think I'd be like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like what, like on the butt, like on the butthole?
I once saw in a porno, this girl had like a whole like embroidery around her butthole.
Oh, like a, oh.
Like that's where the artwork comes out.
See, I used to get these temporary tattoos like in the 50 cent machines that would come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you'd open it up and there'd be one with like a circle that you were supposed to put around your belly button.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You so put that around your asshole?
Put it around your asshole, dude. Just barbed wire just around your fucking asshole, dude.
That's so Florida trashy. It's disgusting.
I've never come across that. Even in my porn adventuring, have I ever come across a butthole tattoo? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes up.
I've heard, you know, like that old joke where you're supposed to get like, you know, like two W's tattooed right next to your butthole. It's like when you bend over, it just says, wow.
But I'm so glad I brought this up.
But I don't know. Or like, I don't know. If you have like, if your husband's name is Bob, you could put two B's like
yeah.
next to your butthole.
I don't know.
That O is gaping, dude.
I honestly don't really love tattoos on chicks.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any tattoos?
No.
No? Yeah.
I might get some.
You should get one.
Do you have any?
I have one tattoo.
Where
yeah.
is it?
It's on my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. What yeah. is it?
It's
You're like, it's my grandmother. It's, yeah. I hated her.
It's a picture of, so in, I'm from Portland, Oregon, and there's a giant sign of the on the skyline of Portland that used to say Made in Oregon on it, big neon sign. So I got that sign tattooed on my ass when I was a freshman in college.
Yeah.
I had a roommate that I didn't know. I moved in, you know, I went to college and then you get paired with a roommate that you don't know.
Right.
And this dude was like covered head to toe in tattoos and shit. And a way for us to like bond is I was like, yeah, let's go get a fucking tattoo.
Yeah.
I got Made in Oregon tattooed.
But see, that's such like, a Ben DeMarco thing.
Yeah, man,
is
I
like,
love it. I don't know.
Let's bond, man. Dude. Let's go get tattoos together.
Yeah, man. It's good.
You're
shit.
Such a pure soul, man.
It was a fun experience too. I'm still friends with him on Facebook. He's doing good and shit.
When you like on your day to day, are you ever unhappy?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
But I've also done. I mean, like, no, like, nothing, like, professional, like, mental training, but you need to learn how to control your feelings and your thoughts.
Yeah. Talk
so, like,
to me about
it'll get,
that.
It'll get fucking toxic if you let your brain fucking run you into the ground.
Right.
So there's a lot of techniques. And once again, nothing, like, professional or anything, but everybody always asks me the same shit. Like, oh, you always seem like you're in high spirits and shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, because I was just having a discussion with a loved one, and they were like, oh, like, I'm so depressed, like, et cetera, and just started going down, and I felt the spiral.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so what specific thing happened?
Right.
And they went, what do you mean? And I was like, because I know with you, a lot of times, one thing happens that upsets you, and then you go down this spiral of now nothing matters.
Right.
Everything sucks.
Right,
here's
right.
40 things that this is why everything's meaningless. And I'm like, so what one specific thing was it?
Right.
And they got really quiet. And then they're like, okay, I'm upset about this. And I was like, okay, so let's work from there.
Yep. That's, now, good. That's yeah. a good thing to do for sure.
And it's like you said, like if you don't fucking keep the pads on it, you know what I mean? The minute you catch yourself starting to get upset and get depressed and go down that, you got to step back and go,
yeah.
It's okay to feel this,
yeah.
but I'm not going to let this torpedo
exactly.
the next week
exactly.
of my fucking life.
Exactly.
You know?
You got to like kind of analyze the situation. And it is. It's a lot of mental training. And some people have a keen way to do it on their own. Other people need to seek out, you know, therapy and shit like that.
Right.
But it is ultimately training your brain not to listen to these kind of negative thoughts and shit like that. Of course I have negative thoughts. I ain't killing it. That hard.
But then
when I think about it, whenever I get those feelings where I'm like, oh, you're not killing it that hard.
Right.
You have to take that mental, you know, like bank. You got to take, what's the fucking word?
What, like the tools or a
no,
break?
No, like take, no, you got to take like a
vacay?
No. Like when you work in a store.
A retreat?
So bad. I sound retarded right now. If you're in a store
okay.
and you work for a store and you have to decide and you have to take toll of what you got
inventory
in the store.
inventory.
Dude, god damn it, man. It's that brunch show earlier. I had like 9 mimosas. Yeah, so you have to take a mental inventory. So anytime that like I'm
I love the way
like,
you got there. You're like, you work in a store.
You work in retail, right? Oh my god. Yeah, so you have to take a mental inventory, and that's how I usually tackle anytime I'm feeling depressed or like shitty about myself.
What does a mental inventory mean to you?
Like a mental inventory would mean
you're like, all right, so you're in the store.
So you're at the store.
you're just obsessed with stores.
Like, I've got all these jars of like, this sucks. I didn't get JFL this year.
Yeah.
I'm not touring nationally. Like, you've got all these other jars. But then you take this other inventory where you're like, oh, I've got a monthly show at here.
I've got
a great, you know.
Things you're grateful for.
Yeah, exactly. So like a mental inventory. And it's a lot of like, it's mental gymnastics, and it's a lot of lying to yourself too to fight that depression, man.
Yeah.
I even joke about that a lot. It's like, what's better, like being depressed, like a lot of people, or being completely delusional, like me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
that's so
like,
funny.
Because like that's what I combat it with. Nah, man, you're killing it. Because you gotta tell your brain that shit. Because your brain will be like, nah, dude, you fucking suck.
What's better, being depressed or completely delusional?
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know which is worse, but I think I. think.
But your thoughts breed how you feel in your reality.
Exactly.
And the minute you start feeling defeated and speaking in the voice of, I am defeated. Yeah. I'm not going to fix this.
Yeah, being negative and letting those negative voices take over, then physically and in the world around you, you're going to start doing less and less and being more physically depressed.
Yeah.
And I think it is better to actually tell yourself good things or take a mental inventory about all the good things, even if it does come off as like blind delusion almost.
Right, right.
To combat terrible you're depression.
Just, you're just at home. You're like, I hate my life, but yeah. I'm the Archduke of France.
Just start lying completely. Yeah. Oh my God.
My package wasn't delivered. Yeah. Do they know that I'm the king of Egypt? At that level. Let's jump into some fucking fan emails, baby
let's
boys. If you have an email, send it to the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. I just remember because this photo came up. But I was talking about when you meet like a really sexual savage.
Yeah.
Like last night we're banging it out. I spank her pretty hard.
Yeah.
And like pretty hard.
Yeah.
And she just looks back. What do you think she said?
That's it?
Yeah.
Something like that. She called you pussy.
She goes, harder.
Harder.
Yeah, and I was like, are you sure? Like, that kind of hurt my hand a little. And like, but dude, and like, then today she sends me a picture of her ass all bruised up.
Yeah.
Bruised up.
Yeah, I just kind of saw a glimpse of it on your phone real quick.
And I was like, oh no. And I was like, this is why you can't say harder. I was like, does that hurt? And she goes, no, not at all. I like it. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, all right, good. You
fantastic.
Know? Yeah, that's
why not?
Couple savages out here.
Why not?
But yeah, email yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Send in your questions. Send in your fucking, you know, your life story. Let's talk about it. First email is called How to Write Your Number on a Napkin. Zaddy helps. So last weekend, my friends and I were out for sushi, and the most handsome man I've ever seen walks in, so I've decided to full send it and write my number on a chopstick wrapper and gave it to him. All right. But I pussied out, and I had my friend give him the chopstick wrapper and say it was from me. And the kicker is that even still, I was too scared to make eye contact with him while my friend was giving him my number, so he couldn't see my face. I know, terrible. The boys had looked back at us a few times during the dinner when they walked in, but still. It's probably a couple of hot gals, you know? These boys are checking them out.
Sure.
So then he texts me. She goes, but the text fizzled out, and I offered to get drinks, but no response. What are your tips besides pussying out when giving a guy your number on a napkin or, in this case, a chopstick wrapper? Like, should I just have gone up and been like, hey, I think you're cute. Here's my number. Now that I write that, it sounds super simple and cute, but I was curious if you had any successful stories of this happening to you. Or are you writing your number down for someone? Thanks, Lev. Give Clem a good ear rub from me. Have you ever done that before?
So I've never had, in a normal setting, I've never seen this work once. Okay, so the only time I've ever seen this work is after stand-up comedy shows.
Yeah.
Right, where a girl or someone will leave their number for you after you perform.
Right.
Or some shit like that, or even vice versa, if you give your number to somebody to give to a girl. Or yada yada. But I, as far as in real life, cold in a bar, I've never really seen this work. And as far as texting goes, if the line of communication was opened and you were texting, then that just means your texting game sucked. That's what it was.
Or texting too much, or the guy might have just been like, I'll text her just to say hey, but not actually pursue this.
Right.
Like,
he's
his mind
not
might
being
have
a dick. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, another thing about this story in particular, which is a mistake right away.
Yeah.
Never send your girlfriend over to give the phone number.
Yeah.
Because
you know what, I also think nowadays an Instagram will get you further.
Yeah, but who takes a phone number?
Stories.
Who takes a phone number anyway?
It sounds
nowadays?
Like old, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you should ask for people's handles and shit, because really that's like a look into like, you know, their lives and like their profile and like yada yada. What are you gonna get from a phone number?
I agree.
Yeah, I think sending your friend, you always risk the possibility of the person liking your friend for having the balls.
Yes, exactly.
Of coming up and being the one that's gonna talk to you cold.
Yeah,
yada yada. So
that was the first thing I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you risk that. If you send somebody else, you're kind of alluding to the fact. You've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
Of course.
That's what happens in fucking Dumb and Dumber. Fucking Lloyd is like, yo, go over there and give her my phone number. And he's in the orange tuxedo for, you know. And what ends up happening? She ends up falling for the dude that falls for Jeff Daniels. You know, because he went up and talked to her in person.
Yeah, I also, you know what, a trick you can do to kind of trick yourself from the stress and fear of it? picture a movie. Like if you're in that setting right there, you're in that scene of the movie. Mm-hmm. You're the main character.
Yeah.
And you know this character's about to go and sexily ask out this person or drop a number or whatever. Now go act it.
Right.
Act it out. Yeah. Get up and do it.
Oh, that's a good little
tactic.
You know
what tactic. I'm saying? Yeah. Just that. That's something I do. Is I'm like, all right, I'm gonna ask that girl out. Walk up. I'm like, hey, what's up? Yeah, you know, how you doing? You all right?
What movies are you watching?
This is my fat brother right here. And I just want to say that I'm gay.
Dude, you're how did it seem? I don't know,
you
man.
Know what
if
I mean?
If me and you weren't comics, how would we ever get women, dude?
No, I know. God. Yeah.
Imagine yeah, that's how you're fun. Going up to girls and talking to girls. Jesus Christ, man. God have mercy on us all. Oh my God! You ever do like anything like super tacky, like when you go and approach a girl? So if you're not gonna send your phone number or your handle over to a girl via your friend, how would you go up and give your number and or your information
Me?
To a girl, or do you just talk?
I actually the last time I did this, I got rejected on this is New Year's actually. It was like 5 a.m. But this like gorgeous girl kept walking up and like dancing with us and then walking off. And then I walked up to her. I was like, hey, like, I'm on my way out, but do you want to get coffee this week? And then she looked me in my face for, like, a second and then was like, no, sorry. And I was like, all right, cool. And I just left. But it didn't upset me at all.
Maybe she just wanted to bang in the stairwell. Sometimes they don't want coffee.
Yeah,
sometimes
maybe
they just wanted a nice New Year's fucking.
I turned my back heartbroken. She's like, I'll do tea. But I just don't hear her anymore. Like, it's over. But here's the thing. I'm so glad I did that because I actually wanted to ask this person out. And after they said no, I was fucking fine. You know,
yeah.
It's like you got to keep shooting that shot that way.
Right.
I also think it comes with getting a little older and not giving a fuck anymore. You know,
right.
Like I often like see if I see like a gorgeous woman out, I'm like, yeah, I should ask this person out because like I'm living for me.
Yeah.
This is life, baby. Yeah. Like, otherwise, what am I going to do? Go home and fucking jerk off?
Yeah.
Like, might as well try to make a connection and try to meet somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be amazing at that.
Dude, like I said, if there wasn't stand-up, I don't know. I've never been out, like, in the wild, you know, like, really shooting my shot without them seeing me perform first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been forever, dude. Like,
you also been out the game for a minute, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, in general, like, all the chicks that I've ever really dated, really, I mean, saw me perform first.
Yeah.
It's a good lead-in, you know?
Yeah.
Cold.
Next, we'll make this the last email. Should I fuck my stepdad's best man? Hey, Lev, please keep anonymous. No. Okay, with an email like this, people need to know. This is Melissa Brandy. No, I'm kidding. Sending love from Australia. Also sending an SOS. Sorry, this is going to be a long one. She's from in Australia.
There are bigger things to be worried about right now rather than you're fucking your stepdad's best man.
Maybe you want to act out because your fucking country's on fire.
Exactly.
You know?
Burn it all down.
Yeah,
let's burn the relationships. Let's burn
pick
the family
up a water
down.
Bucket, you know?
God fucking damn.
Put out a kangaroo. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ. You gotta have better priorities now.
Shout out. She's the one that started the fire.
Oh my God.
As a distraction.
Yeah.
She's like,
If I set this bushfire, I can bob my dad's best man.
Maybe
dude.
I can fuck Robert.
I can fuck Is his name Robert?
Probably.
Bob.
Yeah, Bobby. Listen, shout out to Australia one time. Hope you guys are doing all right, man.
Yeah, man. Put those fires out.
I'm currently at war with myself on whether or not to fuck my stepdad's best man. So he and I would have met when my stepdad first came into my life about 8 years old. He and my stepdad have known each other as kids and describe each other as family, but they don't keep a particularly close contact nowadays. I saw him a lot as a child. He was the best man at my we didn't have a lot to do with each other. I want to skip through a little bit. We're back in the same country now, so I should be jumping his bones. That's a very like Australian saying.
Yeah.
Except that I just can't seem to shake this feeling that someone will find out and it'll blow up in our faces. And now that I'm back in the same city as my family, every time he invites me over, I'm super keen at first, but then I start to hesitate and end up canceling. I should also note that this man is one of the hottest guys I've ever seen. The definition of my type, and he's recently come to be famous for some incredible achievements and has been using his fame to fight for the environment, climate change, and to inspire kids to follow in his footsteps. I feel like we could
suck this guy's dick.
I feel like we could find this guy.
Let's have him. Listen, this is how you do your part for Australia. You give this man everything he wants. If he's doing all this great environmental work,
yeah.
you fucking your stepdad's best man might be the only hope for your country.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of environmentalism this guy's into? He could be putting out fires left and right
with his cock.
With a dude. At first, I want to know about the age differential too.
Well, it's here's the thing too. It's not her dad. No, it's her stepdad.
So it's just some guy.
Yeah, so I'm not attracted. So I'm attracted because of the circumstances.
What's the best man thing? Like, did they just recently get? Oh.
I guess they're not like all that.
Oh, so
yeah.
No. So the stepdad just married her mom.
Maybe.
Right? And
no,
the best
no.
man from the stepdad's wedding, from her from them marrying her mom. That's probably it.
I feel like it was probably a while back.
Oh, a while back. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just not attracted. She goes, I'm not just attracted to him because of the circumstances. I'm also physically and intellectually attracted to him. I can't lie. The fame thing is a draw, too. We're definitely going to end up seeing each other again at a family/friend event, and I would almost prefer to have already fucked him before that happens. Thoughts? We've already seen each other naked. We've already talked in explicit detail about... these Australian
Jesus,
weddings.
Man. What the hell?
We've already talked in explicit detail about what we want to do to each other, so we know exactly what the other person likes. The only thing that has changed is the fact that I'm back home now, so the danger of the secret feels a lot more real. Help. I would say this. If you want to fucking bang this guy and you want to, you know, make a memory, it probably wouldn't be that huge of a deal. But the thing you got to weigh this against is, if this got out, what effect would it have on your mom and her marriage?
Right.
You know, because this guy, the dude's your stepdad. So, like, you know, who really gives a shit?
Yeah, and how? Once again, I want to know about the ages too, because if you're a woman, you know, in her 20s,
she's 20, yeah.
Then you're both adults. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of, you know, and like your mom has obviously made some mistakes too. So why don't you make a few?
Why do you say obvious?
Well, she's on her second marriage and shit. Like, you know, people fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's got to have.
I want that soundbite so bad. People fuck up.
People fuck up. So yeah.
Okay. So let's put the shoe on the other dick here.
Yeah.
If you had a stepmom, would you fuck your stepmom's best dyke?
Yeah, what is it? A bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, once again, it's all about age. Like, and well, first of all, how hot's my stepmom? How hot are her friends? If it's any of my mom's friends, God no.
I feel like I would probably fuck my stepmom's friend. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing. I don't think there's really anything wrong with that. Especially
right?
If your parent, you know, if you're you know, this scenario gets real muddy if we're talking about,
it's,
you know,
just sex.
Yeah. If you're consenting adults, I really think that nobody's really going to give a shit.
Yeah. Also, weirder things have happened. And I mean, this is just like a Woody Allen film. And the other thing, too, is like, but the one thing I will tell you, you are 20, so you might regret this later. And like,
right.
Also, do you have the maturity to keep this a secret and keep your mouth shut if it needs to go that way? Be honest with yourself. Are you going to start telling people about it? You're going to start, because word spreads quick, baby.
Oh, yeah. No,
you tell one friend and that's it.
You have to plan. If this is going to happen, it is 100% going to get out and
yeah.
get back to the stepdad or whoever.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. So you have to prepare for that, too, and whether or not you can mentally handle that situation.
Now, if you don't care about it getting out, and which I don't even think is like a humongous fucking deal, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being stupid here. But the other thing is, or you want to be willing to keep a secret, why not? I would fuck. Think if it was the other way. If it was my stepdad's friend, who was also a hot guy.
And you're gay in this situation?
I'm not gay, but I'm short on cash.
There's a bunch of money to be made.
Yeah.
Blowing my stepdad's friend, dude.
Dude, I say go for it.
Honestly, I say go for it at this situation. Given the information that we know, I think it's
yeah.
Okay.
And also, Dylan Palladino said on the last episode, if there is a time to make mistakes,
right,
it's early 20s.
Yeah, 100%,
you know?
Man.
So, but yeah, other than that, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode. Make sure to follow Ben online. What's your Instagram, baby?
At BennyDNYC.
Yeah, he's got naked pictures on there.
Yeah, you can follow me on that. Check out at Fat Baby Live, too, for some of our show information and yada yada.
Yeah, you have a show in New York City.
Yeah, so we do a couple branches off of Fat Baby now. We do Gold every every Friday, hosted by my boy Josh Wesson.
Yes, sir.
And we do a Fat Baby spinoff with a piano now called Fat Baby Grand with a fantastic guy named Dylan Adler. I don't know if you know this dude.
I don't know if I know him.
Oh, man, he's fantastic. Keep an eye out for this guy, man. Like, yeah? He's so funny and so talented on the keys, man. I'm trying to get him. I'm definitely trying to get him in the mix more. Like,
no
like
shit.
People that we know and shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm blown away by this guy.
So follow him online. Yeah. Come out to a show. Come say
come
what's up.
Come see me. Yeah, come see me, man.
And just quick last second Patreon shout outs to everybody who's been joining the fucking gang. If you don't know what Patreon is, it is you can join to get an extra episode every fucking week, gang. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, write in and do all that dirty shit. Let me just shout you guys out real quick. We got William Cagney, Devin Herbert, John Della Rosa, Emily Morrison, Sydney Brands, Mary, Irma Barjamovic.
There we go.
Which sounds like a vaginal infection.
An Irma Barjamovic? What is it?
We got an Irma Barjamovic, baby.
Good.
Brandy Matthew and Sierra Bagby, shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the family. It's $5 a month. You get fucking 4 extra episodes every month, and you get to support the show. So we love you, and we'll see you guys soon. Make sure you follow Ben online. Thanks so much for doing the pod.
Thanks, Lev, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you.